Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The final vote tally won't be announced until next month, but preliminary results show southern Sudan will likely secede from the north, splitting Africa's largest country in two. The independence vote is part of a peace deal that ended a two-decades-long civil war between the Arab north and the Christian south. But left unanswered is the question of the disputed oil-rich border region of Abyei, which is claimed by the North and South and is supposed to have its own separate vote this year. The BBC's James Copnell reports.
Even by Sudanese standards, Abyei is noticeably underdeveloped. Most of the buildings are mud huts, and the roads we're driving on are terrible. But for some, this is a place of huge value. Abyei is disputed by the Dinkanok, the southern group, and the Misaria, the northern nomads. I'm with a UN patrol heading to the site of recent fighting in the village of Maki Abior. Reportedly dozens of people died. I want to know from squadron leader Adam Thompson, a British officer attached to the UN, how worrying these latest clashes are.
Abyei is a contested area between the north and the south, and as far as the UN are concerned, it is one of the key flashpoints. The fighting we've seen has been very localised, although quite intense, over a period of about 3 days. And it seems to have been between the nomadic tribes coming down from the north and the more settled people supported by the joint integrated police units.
Those police units from the armed forces of the semi-autonomous south stopped us getting to the scene of the fighting. A few kilometres up the road, the Misaria are gathered.
Well, we've come to a stop in the village of Goli. This is a Misaria village. There's some degree of hostility to our patrol. Some people waving at us to leave. I see two or three men with AK-47s over their shoulders. We're not being made to feel particularly welcome here.
Many civilians are armed now, a further sign of the tensions exacerbated when Abyei's referendum did not take place. There was no agreement on whether the nomadic Misaria could vote. America and the former South African president, Thabo Mbeki, are mediating. But leaders from both sides are not exactly talking down the possibility of future violence. Sadiq Babunima is from the Misaria.
Abyei for us is a matter of survival. You cannot live without Abyei. So we'll fight until the last man. Abyei for us either to live on the surface or to be buried on the ground. No way. And in this regard, we are ready to sacrifice everything.
Each year, the Misaria travel south with their cattle. Without access to the greener pastures of Abyei in southern Sudan, their future is grim. A recent agreement between them and the Dinkanok should allow the migrations to begin in a few days. But it hasn't solved the great question. Should Abyei join the south or the north? Already in 2008, the northern and southern armies clashed here. So, many people fear fresh fighting between the Dinka and the Misaria could spark a new north-south civil war.
Our southerners will not let us down. And they will not also, as a northerners, will not let Misaria down.
Kwol Deng Kwol is the paramount chief of the Dinkanok.
So, in this case, it is again a south and north war.
So if Dinkanok and Misaria fight?
If they did so, I think this thing will happen. Nobody will let their people down.
In Abyei town, those fears are temporarily pushed aside at morning mass. Most of the Dinkanok are Christian or follow traditional religions, though some are Muslim, like the Misaria. But unlike elsewhere in Sudan, religion is not particularly a factor in the conflict. Identity is. The Dinkas say Abyei has to join the south. The Misaria insist it must be northern. I asked Father Peter Suleiman how his parishioners were dealing with the uncertainty.
They remain in their houses, but some few who are still scared, they move to the south side. The road to the north is closed and things are getting difficult in the market, even the life is starting to become expensive. We hope these things are to be solved because the innocent people are the one who suffers.
Southern Sudan's referendum has taken place remarkably smoothly, But Abyei's seemingly intractable issues are the biggest threat to North and South Sudan getting a peaceful divorce.
That report from the BBC's James Copnell in Abyei, Sudan. We'll be back in 30 seconds, here and now.